Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Another late musician here, David Bowie, celebrating a birthday today. You heard Elvis Presley in the last segment. Now a little Bowie.
Let's dance.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. There is a Florida Panthers official watch party at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park next Tuesday. On a Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Panthers official watch party, Funky Buddha.
I've been like it.
Playing Ryan from Funky Buddha in Wordle, Dortle, Portal, and Octortle every day for a couple of weeks now.
Who's winning?
And again, he's proven himself to be a worthy opponent.
But
I think I'm a little bit better than him. I think he's beaten me more days total than I've beaten him, though. I'll give him, I'm not going to lie on the air, I'll give him his props. But I still think I'm more of a wordsmith than he is. He's very good at beers, restaurant, but words are kind of my thing.
But he's won more than he's lost, and you're still better?
Well, technically.
I don't know what that means.
Well, like I had a situation yesterday on Dortle where I had the first word in three, which is huge. And then I really had the second word in four, except I was missing one letter. And I actually went through all seven guesses. I never got to that one letter, which could happen to anybody. And so he beat me in Dortle yesterday. But really, for me, it was like, it felt like a win, because I really felt it was a 3-4, not a 3X. He ended up with a 3-7, but I really felt theoretically I had a 3-4.
I love the way your mind works.
Well, just saying.
I wish you graded the Dolphin games. Well, they had more points than us, but
you want to know, speaking of Dolphins grades, you want to know, just for bleeps and giggles, the Pro Football Focus, like season-ending grades for Dolphins. I'll give you best and worst. Best grades on offense from Pro Football Focus. You want to guess the five offensive players who graded out the best for the season?
Tua had to be up there if it's just he when he not. Played. When he played?
Right, but he's not.
It's not
for the season.
Whoa. Achan's on there for sure.
Achan is on
Jonnu Smith. Jonnu's on there.
Jonnu Smith is on there.
Aaron Brewer.
Aaron Brewer is on there. You guys are missing the number one. Achan is two. Jonnu Smith is three. Aaron Brewer's four. Who do you think is the number one graded out offensive player for the season, according to Pro Football Focus?
Armstead. Really? Yeah. If he plays, Armstead can play ball when he's playing now.
And number five is Tyreek.
Really?
And it says, Pro Football Focus, the fact was laid bare. Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert, Javon Holland all saw grades significantly decline from last year. But Tyreek is still in the top five graded out. Five worst grades on offense. Solana, you want to guess number one, the worst graded out offensive player for the Miami Dolphins?
Who else could it be but the wonderful Liam Eichenberg?
That is not correct.
Wow. Jalen Waddle?
It is the worst guy grade. Who you told us was going to have a breakout season.
Oh,
and had
raggy.
I said it, there would have been a montage. But because Solana said it, it just kind of disappears into the ether. Julian Hill,
the rated ass tight end,
worst offensive player for the Miami Dolphins.
He was this double agent.
To be fair, I had a
Durham Smythe was second.
Terrible.
Julian Hill breakout season a year ago. Not this upcoming. I had it a year ago.
No,
which also didn't come to
Jack, you doubled down at the beginning of this season. Nah. Yes, sir. And I defy anyone. Go back and listen to Game Day Uncensored. I guarantee you he was singing Julian Hill's praises week one.
Yeah, so now you got some misses in the last couple of years, bro. Skylar Thompson and Julius Hill.
Yeah, well.
It gotta be O lineman on there though.
Alec Ingold graded out third worst. Fourth worst was Patrick Paul, speaking of O lineman.
Yeah, gotta be somebody on there.
And fifth was Liam Eichenberg.
Listen, if they bring Liam Eichenberg back to this team, I'm gonna be very upset.
Well, I consider him part of the big four. And I'm okay running it back with the big four.
He's stab him with a fork. Liam Eichenberg needs to be off this roster.
Top five graded defensive players, according to Pro Football Focus. Who do you think is the top graded Dolphins defensive player?
Jalen Sealer Calais.
Zach Sealer, number one. Has to be.
You have the right three there, Crowder, but you don't have him in the right order. Calais grades out the best.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sealer second, and Jalen third.
Yeah.
Jordan then, Brooks fourth, Chop Robinson fifth.
Chop was fifth?
Yeah, and so if you want to bust on Chris Greer, his draft choice was the fifth best defensive player in his rookie season.
I don't think they utilize Chop enough. He can play rundowns. Like, Chop's not bad. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad player. I think he's going to sack people. He's going to get pressures. But he's a liability in the run game.
Five worst graded out players for the season by Pro Football Focus. You want to guess?
Defensively?
Yeah.
Ooh. Jordan Poyer better be on there.
He's not.
What? David Long, they end up cutting him?
David Long graded out the worst Dolphins defensive player.
Yeah, they cut him. One of them off corners from Jalen that was getting roasted.
Kendall Fuller.
Not Kohu. But even
Storm Duck. Storm Duck was number five worst. He got brutalized by the end of the season. He was getting brutalized.
Is Cam Smith on that list? I don't think he played enough to be considered.
He's not. I don't think he played enough. Yeah. It's David Long Jr. number one, Anthony Walker Jr. number two, Benito Jones three, Tyus Bowser four, and Storm Duck five.
Benito is the guy that Solana said we have to get back next year.
I didn't say we have to get him back next year. Breakout. All I said was backup nose tackle for cheap. Why not bring him back? That's all I said.
Breakout season.
Him and Julian Hill. All right, let's get headlines
here. My dad just got down here. You want to try? He can play nose guard. Put some weight on it.
Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Speaking of your dad, I know he played at Penn State. Today, got to the Citadel. It's a bunch of people wearing Penn State gear all around the Citadel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange Bowl.
No, it's going to be. I was at the Hard Rock Stadium today. They have that field and that. The Orange Bowl is about to be stupid tomorrow night.
Big deal,
Nat
man.
Moore hook you up with a bunch of tickets?
You say, wouldn't I hook up? They almost didn't let me in today. There's no chance I'm getting in tomorrow.
That's funny.
I have my vendor badge, though. I get to go stand around. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I just saw something on Twitter. AJ and Big Justice, they're bringing the boom to Texas Roadhouse.
Oh.
That's a good mashup right there.
Yeah.
It ain't worth a damn.
Let's see if those rolls don't get five booms, what are we even doing?
the boom.
Did you see the video I sent you yesterday, Hawk, where they sat down with some podcaster and they do,
bro,
like,
I showed it to David today. We were in the car and I put that out. We were crying laughing. They were giving booms or dooms to historical figures.
They start with Abraham Lincoln, and the next person
gets a boom.
Boom, right? Big time boom.
He, you know, united the country, he gets a boom.
Next person is Rosa Parks. And it's like,
she gets a boom.
She has to get a boom, right? Because if they give one to Abe, they don't give it to Rosa Parks, all of a sudden they're donezo. Like they don't recover from that. Yeah. She gets a boom.
And the little son doesn't even know who Rosa Parks is.
Well, it's funny. The podcaster says to him, "Do you know who Rosa Parks is?" And he said, "Yes, we learned about her in school."
No, they don't know her. She dumb.
Learned about her in the Outkast song.
Hush that fuss.
Yeah, I have pushed and pulled.
It's not the words.
I will go to my grave singing, "I have pushed and pulled. Everybody get to the back of the bus."
The bus. The bus.
How it sounds in my head.
Who's number three?
I don't know. Christopher Columbus was on that
Stephen
list.
Hawking at number three.
Yeah.
So, which is great. So the guy goes, Stephen Hawking. And, you know, AJ goes, "Now remind me again who Stephen Hawking is." And so in the podcast, I was like, "I suffered from ALS, a brilliant, I don't know, what was he, an astronomer?
He's like a quantum physicist, like a right?
Genius. Yeah, like physicist, yeah. And so then he got a boom because he hung in there and he fought till the end. He got a boom. And then Christopher Columbus, I think he got a boom.
They got booms for sure. They got a boom.
But then Big Justice and AJ, I think, at the end, he was very profound. He was like, "Listen, even someone who's gets a doom, there's a boom somewhere within the doom. We can all learn from that." And truer words have never been spoken.
You know, y'all are following two nobody butt wipes.
I can't get enough of them. I literally cannot get enough of them.
I'd be telling y'all about these people, man. This is like the Cavender twins blow up. These people, they have no talent at all.
I don't care.
They rap about cookies.
Double chunk chocolate cookies. So this guy pointed out, this is shocking because we love it. The double chunk chocolate cookie. This guy points out, "Hey, I'm at Costco. It's a double chocolate chunk cookie." Mm-hmm. It's not a double chunk chocolate cookie because it's not a chocolate cookie. And what would the chunks be? He said, the guy has it wrong the whole time. It's not a double chunk chocolate cookie. It's a double chocolate chunk cookie. Mm. That's mind-blowing.
No, it's not mind-blowing because they're illiterate. They're illiterate and dumb, and y'all are following these dumb people.
It's mind-blowing.
He has a catchphrase that is wrong.
That is wrong.
Because they're dumb.
Controversial, well, man.
Yeah, it is
controversial.
Yeah.
They're not
intelligent.
And
if I'm Costco, I'd probably change the cookie to the double chocolate cookie.
Have to.
Lightning in a bottle.
Y'all. Yeah.
I hate y'all.
Get out of here. Somebody says they were at Boca Hijinks yesterday. That's literally across the... I could walk downstairs and be at Hijinks before the end of this segment. You're telling me the Costco guys were at Hijinks yesterday? Stop it.
What's your interaction with those guys like? Like, you, let's say you're walking down the street in Boca, you see AJ and Big Justice. Are you just trying to get a boom?
100%. Yeah, because they were posting videos of them in a mall the other day and how what people were asking them to do or whatever. And I was thinking to myself, well, what would my picture be? Do I want to just take a picture like that, or do I want to do video where we all go boom? And I think you have to do that.
Yeah.
Hijinks, by the way, brilliant business model. So from what I'm told, they go to all the Hooters restaurants. They pick the hottest waitresses and they go, come work at Hijinks and we'll pay you, you know, $5 more per hour. And so the place is just littered with beautiful waitresses and bartenders.
I hear. That is smart. Yeah. You've been over there. Don't lie.
Bring the boom.
We're bringing the boom to Hijinks. What I would say to AJ and Big Justin, get the hell out of my way.
Big Justin.
Don't worry, Crowder. I'll delete this tape when you bring him on the pivot at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Listen, listen. You guys need to be on their show. You need now, their fire.
Zion got a chance, but I'm not bringing them two damn losers on.
All right. Keep talking. They're probably the biggest names to come out of social media in the last 10 years.
And that's a lie, but it's going to be irrelevant in 2 months.
Yeah, I disagree. I think
they're not good at anything.
There's so
yelling
many people
boom
you could boom or doom.
And singing Chocolate Chunk.
There's so many people you could boom or doom. Like we just barely touched the surface with Rosa Parks and Christopher Columbus and Stephen Hawking.
Right.
6 weeks. Never hear about them again.
Hawk, it's an infinite number of things you could boom or doom because, okay, they go historical figures. That's fun. After that, you go countries. Boom or doom.
Right. Made up figures. Mike McDan Campbell.
Who cares what these two fat people care? What do you care if I the fat people like Syria?
Well, it interests me.
I hate y'all.
Also, the fact that they'll be irrelevant is just not true. There's cases, ample cases, of social media people. They blow up and they fizzle out and they're just led down the wrong path. I give you the Island Bros, who
they're nothing. They're
viral
nobody.
Sensations. Fast forward a year, the two brothers are making out, incest. It's weird. I give you the Hawk Tua girl, who arguably had a bigger takeoff at the very beginning. Yeah. She told you got to spit on that thing.
Right.
And guess what? Now she's going to jail. Big Justice and AJ, all they want to do, Crowder, is review food and tell you if it's a boom or a doom.
They're not trying to tell you to buy a meme coin. They're telling you to go enjoy a cookie.
That's going to wear out.
Which happens to be delicious.
That's right. Jimmy goes and gets Costco cookies all the time. And let me tell you something. You just eat the cookie. You don't have to spit on it. You don't have to do anything. Just enjoy the cookie.
Jimmy, start making songs and grading stuff at Costco.
I'll watch you, Jimmy. All right, real quick headlines because I want to get to Zach Gelber. Go ahead. So
got to spit over.
NBA game of the week tonight, maybe game of the season tonight in the regular season. The Cavaliers, number one seed in the East, host the Oklahoma City Thunder, number one team in the West. 2-1 seeds, battle it out. 7 p.m. in Cleveland tonight. The Cavs are a 2.5-point favorite at home.
See this texter, he gets it. Socrates. Boom.
For sure.
It's infinite.
Yeah, but everybody who doesn't like it would it's yes, no, it's lame. It's lame.
No, disagree.
Spit on that thing. I like her fame way more. She going to prison?
Yeah.
For what?
She's going to end up in prison. Because she started one of these meme coins, got everyone to invest in it, cashed out. It's called a rug pull. The whole thing. Like, bad news. Bad news.
Man. Insider trading.
I, She didn't know what she was doing, my guess. She got taken advantage of by, you know, these some crypto guys.
Some smart people.
That won't happen with AJ and Big Justice. Trust me. Nah, that won't happen.
First of all, they're savvy with that stuff.
Yeah, super intelligent.
He's savvy. But he's savvy.
I know, Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Master degree type guys. Doctorates.
The Heat are back in action tomorrow. They'll play versus Utah in Utah. That'll be at 9 p.m. Tonight, the Panthers are in Utah. They'll play in Utah at 10 p.m. versus the Utah Hockey Club. You got Canes basketball tonight. Canes, FSU at the Watsco Center.
On this station, right?
On this radio station at 7 p.m.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. The sun is setting in South Florida, and it is going to get colder than it is already. That is your weather.
That was a beautiful forecast. No joke. You painted a picture, and I appreciate that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
The wickedly talented one and only Adel Dazeem.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. We had some fun today. Today's show flew by, man. Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
Huh?
I say, how many booms would you give today's show?
I don't know what that means. I'm a grown man with bills.
Boom! Boom!
I hate you.
Boom! 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 Five booms.
Whoop your ass is what I'm gonna do. I don't play these games. Got
I've been
kids
telling
to feed.
About Eric Nunez's award-winning team at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store. Now he's got his North Miami store moved up to the top at number two. So, yes, the number one and number two highest volume Hyundai stores. It's where everyone is buying their Hyundais because they simply sell for less. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all priced below their competitors. No one has more in stock. No one sells for less, period. So if you're in the market for a vehicle of any type, why pay more? Save money, pay less at Doral Hyundai and North Miami Hyundai, where you always pay less. That is going to do it for today's show. Got some Hurricanes basketball tonight. Got some Panthers hockey tonight. Go Panthers, go Canes. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
Boom!